Relax. Feel my voice in your mind and in all the soft places where it might jiggle away some of your excess thought. You've got a lot of that. Too much thinking and not enough sinking into drinking in the pleasure from your huge, heavy, absolutely mind-melting tits. This is it. This is when they take you. This is when they get hold of your mind and melt you down. Down into the quiet place where pleasure is enough to drown in. Your breasts do so much work for you. You should enjoy them. Feel and be present in them. Present in your body. A miraculous thing to have. Sensitive and capable of providing that sensation directly to your brain. Bypassing so much else. You have receptive nerves, after all. And they're not all in use right now. Many parts of you are open to input, and that input itself can be so usefully pleasurable. When you're in trance like this, when you're deep like this, your attention is often called to parts of the body, to the transient bliss of sinking into an altered state and feeling every touch echoing twice, echoing nice, jiggling to that lake of euphoria at the center of your heavy chest. We train the mind. We can also train your breasts. Program new responses into you. The way it could feel, the way it will do what you need to do, which is rub your mind into a stupor for those heavy provisions of hypnosis, those simple repositories of drippy, big-breasted lust. Useful because you slip into a place where your brain goes bust and runs out of thoughts. Just the persuasive, effusive jiggling of your tits in which your mind is caught. Programming new responses in, helping you cease one activity and do another. Be captivated by rubbing them and rubbing it in that you can drop so deep for your gorgeous chest. A cooperative link to this inside. Rubbing your breasts. Relaxing your body. Loosing your mind, body, and brain to a place where you need nothing except to try to restrain pleasure. Try to hold back long enough that you can rub your nipples without rolling your eyes. Turning your head to the side, trying desperately to hold on, to not stumble headlong into the abyss, and you will experience sensation, of course. Desire, lessons in how things can run their course, how you feel when you listen to me and reveal to your mind that you and I are cooperating. And if any other part of your body needs the particular permission related to that collaboration, then some hallucinatory sensation might bring the sense, the clear sense, you should do what I need you to do. Fall into a trusting deepness, and deeper it does go, deeper than you know. Titillating and arousing your interest, keeping you invested in following the words that I have to say. The words that fill you up moment by moment as you wait for the next one, as you wait for the next thing I will pour in to play across the surface of your brain and help you sink a bit. Think a bit about how all you can do is sink a bit. Relax your body and brain. To a place where nothing is needed, except sleeping, following. Don't you want to stay locked down in pleasure and design? If it can give you what you desire, to bring your fingers up and just be locked onto your breasts in some enhanced sensitivity, some real understanding of your chest and how it can feel. The beautiful, wonderful, now finally unconcealed ache in your nipples and the bounding mounds of sensitive flesh digging deep, relaxing into the seeping nervous system sensation spawned in deep, pleasurable massage and manipulation of your tits. Your breasts, in the dreamlike logic of it all, seem bigger than the rest of you, certainly bigger than your thoughts as you start to fall. Mind more able to learn habits when you're truly mesmerized, captivated, when you're here, when your thinking is here, the right conditions met in the future, allowing you to appear to be thinking when really you're unthinkingly puppeted, like a videotape playing, like a conditioned response. That's what we'll do here. Make a conditioned response with activities more pleasurable than they already are, dear. Even more alluring. And we will program a way of thinking, behaving, both during this file and after. When the right trigger occurs, the right caress, you may let that behavior play out in words on your mind, your body, your breasts, in your brain. Enjoyable training, the kind of thing you can train every day between conditioning or between other activities when you're jiggling breasts, capture your attention. Take it away from the rest of the world. Obedience in pursuit of what you want, which you will attain. Turn your attention to your chest. It's easy to be there when it is more interesting than the rest if you're ready to prepare yourself to be absorbed in, anchored in, mesmerized in your heavy, bouncy mounds of pleasure. The storage place of all the things you now get to examine in leisurely long pointed nipple touches, slow squeezing breast lift and fall. And when you're in trance, you can always have the habit of relaxing into thinking about your breasts, letting your own fantasies guide you, captivated by a bioidentical key, a key you made inside you. And that I now see out here, in plain view, bouncing along. The thought of running your hands over your chest and how it click unlocks all that mental dropping, that labile suggestible state that can last so long, when all you want to do is play with your nips, squeeze your tits, rub your boobs, lift them up and let them drop, breast bouncing your thoughts away. Best let your thoughts get out of the way so you're in trance and focus on play with your chest, on playing with your mind, on getting stuck there, something bouncing and echoing behind your eyes when they flutter, dear. Moment by moment here, thought by thought, you make your breasts more sensitive than you ever thought they could be, letting your own thoughts focus on them, fantasies of how that could be. Is a trained response, causing them to grow more heightened, more elevated in your awareness, greater in priority when you tug at the pebbly flesh of your warm, aroused areolae. Bigger when you fall under for them, they loom large in your mind, remember? Your nipples might feel better because my voice is encouraging. Echoing, because I'm rubbing over here, some duplex connection between us where when I shiver from pinching my nipple, you might rub yours lightly, but there's an echo of what I'm up to, all the same. The thought, persistent, potent, amplified, retained in your mind because it's so tantalizing, that if I rub and massage and insistently torment my breasts, my nipples, with pleasures that are difficult to endure, without caving in, without surrendering to the temptation that's always there, because they're always there. If I tweak my nipples and in a transport of ecstatic, agonizing moments say yes, more, might you not echo? Might you not reply? Might you not continue? Might you not find that is why everything bounce, bounce, bounces back in your brain? Because I'm so bouncy, tormentous, body and boobs sending signals for you. Tempestuous little stir in your reservoirs of pleasure. Think of your thoughts bouncing warmly off your breasts, reflecting back, heated by the wash of the sun. How your hands begin to move unthinkingly, maybe. How sometimes they're just on your breasts, and you have to deal with that. The sensitive exposure of your body to the sensitizing potential of your hypnotized mind, and those alluring, enthralling tits, the sensitive nip tips, moment by moment your mind slips into and onto them, thought by thought, making your breasts the center of all your thoughts again, more sensitive too, letting hands drift up, touch them. That's the right thing for you to do. It's such a relief to do so. The growing desire you may have been barely aware of. Now you get to do it. Escaping from any stricture or restraint. There is only the warm reflection of your thoughts off your breasts. Growing powerful. You can scarcely deny it. It feels good. Being deep, nourished, relaxed is where you should bring your body. And your hands. In service of making your breasts feel good, in service of massaging your pebbly areolae and the firm, thick nipples, tweaking, trembling back and forth, being deep and nourished, restored, recuperated. That's what your breasts are. The best thing you can be captive in is your breasts focusing you. Helps you push aside what you don't need. A chamber to jiggle and melt and sink and let it do so. Let it become everything. The sensations from your breasts are bigger and growing larger. Larger than every other thought. More impactful. Your breathing is within them, for they rise and fall. Each brush of fingers feels good. The nerves connected to the exterior flesh of your breasts feels just like it should. Good for you. Nourishing, and particularly the pointed rightness of the tips of the nips, erecting, standing forward, saying, here, pay attention, this and nothing else. Those thoughts and nerves and sensations also affecting and afflicting the other nearby systems, also effectuating and answering the other nearby parts of you. And those parts of you are answering with, yeah, it's warm and it's spreading, and soon all of you will be as captivating as your breasts. The chemical lust imposed by the higher ups, by which I mean your brain, simply trembling at the precipice, waiting that muscle with delusions of grandeur continuing till climax is reached by breast stimulation alone. You could always do with more satisfaction, atoning for the long neglect compared to how well your mind and hands will rest on your breasts. That's why it's beneficial. Let the fire of arousal come on strong. If it were to not die down after just one climax, for example, when the breasts are involved, all the best involved. Request from your body coming insistent and hot. You could always do with even more satisfaction. Your body demands something. That's what being turned on is. Your body wants something. Fogs and thinks about sex. Satisfaction. Satisfaction thinks things through. Satisfaction pursues what this biological machine is made for. Using the tools you have, your brain takes memory, fantasy, all that has been tagged with specific associations, and funnels them into the forefront of your mind, and continues till climax arrives, the mounting head of fantasy the stimulation of your body in reality, moving in obeisance to a puppeted demand that comes not from me, but from you. Your mind tends to clear as your body is convinced, as it listens. It can stop pushing the biological imperative to achieve sexual completion. But we often fool the body. We satisfy ourselves with our own body, with your hand or grinding, with motion or masturbation, with toy or tool or fantasy, most perilous of all, to your breasts, which are so close to your brain, and the two combining together could touch a part that scarce remains intact and entire when it's so disrupted, when it's melting on the fire, rising in heat. That's about fooling the body, but in keeping with the theme of the game, of pleasure you might play, what if you and I agreed to fool the mind together, to work instead and sorted in the other direction, to convince you that just one climax is almost never enough. That's hard to do. So taking you somewhere short of that, different from that, orthogonally, building the structure of your captivating breasts, the hypnotic function of your captivating breasts, so when you hear of them in other places, they are still your captivating breasts. Ever-present, purpose-driven, meant for you, meant to fill you in. This is you using bioidentical parts of your body to begin training your breasts. You take distant hinterlands. You can brush over your buttocks, over the soothed musculature of your inner thighs. You can touch yourself properly in any way you please, centered in the need. In the need that you're going to dissuade to wait longer by coming with your tits instead of with any other bit of you. Captivating breasts mesmerize and spread warm glow. And you touch warm glow. Too much intense need. Centered between your legs. Centered in your heat. Leaving you feel exhaustively drained. Remembering how warm and neat the sensations are. It's a satisfying thing to be able to persuade yourself to feel all those mustard sensations from the outlying places you have a point to reach. Maybe your normal is multiple, accelerating, climactic points to reach in a row, but those twin points on the tips of your nips as you touch them slow glow, as you try to get off, or as you just try to get on this train and begin to travel. Begin to enjoy. Think of satisfaction coming on, going off longer, longer too easily. Let's find a wait. Find a wait even if you need to all too easily. Build up what you've pent up. Spend it quick in a burst of lust and heat over your bust. As your breasts burst pleasure forth. Feels well earned. The pleasure you've worked for is well earned. It's a full body event. Wouldn't you like to explore that more often? Full body events where you get on this train of being captivated by your own body's intense, reportive pleasure. If so, just let me unwind some thoughts for your mind to examine. Some intriguing things that come in slow. Persuasive, tempted, enter in, process. The premise is simple. When you pleasure yourself to drop deep or to build the arousing structure of your captivating breasts, that is when all the sides of you function best. Some thoughts sleeping, some pleasures resolutely on board. The more persuasive, the more you're tempted. The more you enter in, persuaded, and processed. A process of captivation. The basic one is simple. When you please yourself and approach orgasmic stimulation, you sometimes stimulate a second time or more, and you sometimes bask in the first one, soaking in what you're waiting for, pleasure and sensation galore nested deep the excess, the edges of touching your breast till you're too good, till you feel too good to dispel the lingering arousal and have to achieve some kind of culmination, captivation, satisfaction. And how could that be modified to be even more wonderfully fulfilling, more productive on your journey toward those breasts producing sensations that leave you floored, lost, gone, pleasured, self-stimulating, masturbating, ascent to climax, spasmodic release in the body's tensions, venting themselves through movement, excess energy vented through movement, dreamlike, floating, sublime movement, the drifting place you progress toward, in the now, in the depths, dreamlike. One quality of dream is a slight sense of haze when it comes to memory. Some of the time in these deep, easy, captivated places, it's easy to go to other parts, like the specific outlying parts other than your warm chest, that feel good, that feel best or second best, that feel like they come behind other parts, like your breasts first in your mind in front of you, foremost, glance at them. We know where they take you. We know what you think about before you go, and when you come back, as you drift on the influence of dreamlike simulated pleasure, your nipples always feeling good even without the touch. Feeling good too much, your mind runs a variety of threads, more and more of them on the tips of your nips, to where the tips of your fingers are led. The conversation we're in is a process of conversion of your nipples to the sensitive center of your sexual world, your heavy breasts to the mesmerizing, spiraling priority. Which cow-minded, lactation-minded, or simply my breasts just feel good-minded, all those who fixate hypnotically on the focused chest can be captivated by their breasts. Maybe we focus on one thing 10% with some of those threads of thought and the other 90%. But if you wander away from your breasts, wandering back to them is something you're almost sure to do. It's different because you're simulating and adding to the sensation, because you're fueling your mind and giving it liberation from prior assumption. You used to think, oh, your breasts are there and they are good. Not here is the center of your sexual universe. Here is the ache you yearn for. Here is what you simply don't bother to reverse. Your body's built for this, built to focus on stimulation once you get comfy enough to really simulate the breast-centric pleasure from the furthest point back. Your whole body chemically and electrically wired to tune out everything except the pleasure we've inspired here, the thrum of confident stimulation in your breasts, of captive need, pleasure thrum waiting indeed for your hands. To succeed on your chest, where even touching everywhere else might not have done it with all the rest, because you are here for the thrum. You are here for what your body and mind will want to need to do, when you need to get something out of you to satisfy you enough to move on to the next thing without your heavy breasts simply driving you too deep down. Slip, drip, melt. Now you have the image framed. The idea settled in your mind that your captivating breasts come up your brain. They keep you all stimulated, captivated, locked into something when you begin to hypnotically touch them, acknowledging you've set aside hypnotic time, acknowledging you slowly, inspiringly dig the groove of your desire for your pebbly areolae, thick nipples, for the heavy warmth of your chest, over and over again, and whatever else it might make hot or soaked, you see getting more so with every little stimulation. The detached nature of you watching yourself pleasure, trance, dancing, deeper goosebump shivery running through you over the pebbly surface of their heaviness. Shortly, even with climax, even with achieved release, the memory fades dreamlike and leaves you seeking the next and the next to fill emptiness with what remains, with what pervades, with every stimulation. Perhaps these very words presented now will replay and do the same and make your every hypnotic enterprise more teasing, more pleasing, an education in fueling your pursuit of pleasure, looking at your hands moving, seeking stimulation, and indeed, maybe you'll find that with these words ringing in your mind, it's a little easier to caress your skin, explore yourself, and exist in captivity to your breasts, to be so much in arousal and mesmerization that your hands, magmatized to the circumference of those gorgeous orbs, it is possible to begin feeling the want even before you touch in earnest. But of course you know, our objective here is to let you become honest through touching in earnest. Begin indulging now. Your indulgence may go long past the point where I stop. Your indulgence may go long past the point where you are soaking, sopping, aching, wet, thinking that by keeping your mind to something not so obviously bound and engaged to your climax, maybe you thought that, or maybe you always knew you were doomed because of how much you adore them. And you'd already been in that mode, rubbing your mind away. Memorable.